It's 8 o'clock. Mo Curtis and Kubi up next.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Strict levels on arsenic needed to keep drinking water safe. That's the recommendation the country's top scientist to the EPA. But will the EPA listen? Let's get details live. Maybe sees Jim Hickey. Jim.
Well, arsenic appears naturally in some drinking water, Doug, but scientists know that too much arsenic can cause cancer. Earlier this year, President Bush suspended strict limits on arsenic proposed by the Clinton administration. Mr. Bush said he wanted more study. Well, he got it. The National Academy of Sciences says tough limits are indeed needed, and the EPA now is expected to propose them again. Doug?
Thank you, Jim. Grand jury in California has decided not to investigate Congressman Gary Condit for possible obstruction of justice. An ex-flight attendant claims Condit tried to get her to lie about a past affair. He totally denies it. In Houston, a hearing on whether Andrea Yates, who's accused of drowning her five kids, is competent to stand trial. It starts today. Here's reporter Aaron Katursky, KTRH Houston.
Today is jury selection. A pool of 120 jurors will be whittled down to 12 for the competency hearing of Andrea Yates. That starts on Wednesday. Lawyers have subpoenaed medical experts and family members, including husband Russell Yates, so testimony that gets underway on Wednesday will likely reveal much about the mind of Andrea Yates, the suburban Houston mom accused of drowning her five children in a family bathtub in methodic fashion.
Reporter Aaron Katursky, former Red Cross boss Elizabeth Dole, expected to announce today she's running for the Senate in her native North Carolina. NBA fans excited. It now appears Michael Jordan will likely attempt to come back this season. He sure is hinting he's going to come back. Will play for the Washington Wizards. After 3 years of not playing, Jordan's been working out hard to get in shape, practicing with players like Sean Lampley.
I've been playing down at hoops with Michael and the other NBA players up there, and he looks good to me.
Jordan will hold a news conference next week. You're listening to ABC News.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right. Real good. Okay, thanks.
Hey, Larry?
Hang on a second, Oscar. I'm just on the phone with FedEx.
Yeah, on the phone? Why don't you just open an account on FedEx.com?
I don't like machines.
No, it's like 10 times faster. What's not to like?
Well, some of us still believe in the value of human contact. I, for one, want to talk to a person on the phone. I want a professionally perky person to ask how she can help me.
Yeah, but...
I want somebody with a pleasant phone voice to tell me to have a nice day. I am on the line right now with a very nice person named Brenda. Now, Brenda is an actual human being who understands my needs and feelings and stands with me, united by common goals and mutual respect. Right, Brenda?
No, because you can save 10% on FedEx.com.
Bye, Brenda.
Open an account on FedEx.com. Save 10% on online express shipping. See program terms and conditions at FedEx.com. FedEx.com. It's faster. It's easier. It just got cheaper.
The Hebrew Home at Riverdale.
This is the place you know.
A very special place.
These are the days you'll remember.
I feel that this is a new life for me.
This is a time for life celebration. Time to come home.
The Hebrew Home.
To a place in the heart.
I am involved with so many interesting things. I like to read. I adjourn. If you would like to go to a place that is absolutely beautiful, that faces the Hudson River, and has so much wonderful art, right here. Hebrew Home for the Aged at Riverdale. Number one.
There's only one Hebrew Home.
Time to come home.
And it's in Riverdale.
To a place in the heart.
The world-renowned Hebrew Home for the Aged at Riverdale, where respect and dignity go hand-in-hand with skilled, compassionate care. Call 856-SENIOR, 856-SENIOR.
One in 20 New Yorkers suffer from diabetes. One of their greatest fears is the possibility of losing a limb. The Diabetes Treatment Center at Staten Island University Hospital has pioneered successful treatments for diabetic foot problems, including ulcers and infections. The majority of patients are medically treated and stabilized, even those previously recommended for surgery. Our procedures usually minimize and often prevent hospitalization. Specialty physicians and therapists evaluate each patient using state-of-the-art biomechanical devices, which are individually customized. In fact, Staten Island University Hospital is recognized nationally as a center of excellence for these special foot problems. And now, these same treatments are available in Brooklyn, too. Call Staten Island University Hospital at 1-800-777-2880. Even if you've been told surgery is necessary, call 1-800-777-2880 first. Staten Island University Hospital is a member of the North Shore LIJ Health System.
And now it begins. This WABC begins.
A 30-minute
non-stop
news and talk block.
For the next 30 minutes,
you will hear nothing
but news, talk, and Curtis and Kobe.
No recorded commercials.
Gentlemen, start your stopwatch. It begins now.
Sunshine, 64 degrees at 8:05, getting up to 82. Good morning. I'm George Weber with the stories you'll be talking about all day from News Talk Radio 77 WABC. Paul show Mark Green and Fernando Ferrer in a dead heat in the race for mayor of New York.
Well, George, no clear choice for these voters showing up at this site on East 29th Street. I'm Bavita Hariani. Details coming up.
First, your traffic. Here's Don Pacine.
Kings County takes us down to the Belt Parkway, George, eastbound of the Belt at Knapp Street, a knock and a block. And then once over the Lower East River crossings, northbound FDR Drive at Houston, a hit as well. Now, getting to the Verrazano, eastbound Staten Island Expressway at Clove Road, a wreck. And northbound Garden State Parkway at the Union Tolls, a spin out. That's on the side. Big three Hudson River crossings, George, 20 up, 15 below, up to 45 at the Lincoln now. Holland, just a mere 20. This report brought to you by the Bank of New York, where checking is free till 2003. Imagine a great deal and the time to enjoy it. Checking that's free until 2003, only at the Bank of New York. 8:06, I'm Don Pacine, and this is Ed Levy.
And we'll have a beautiful day out there for this Tuesday. Partly sunny skies, temperatures around 82 degrees, and northwest wind at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear tonight, dropping down to the low 60s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, another great day, 76 for the high. Partly sunny, maybe a late day shower, only a 20% chance on Thursday afternoon, with a high in the mid-70s. Currently, Midtown, 64 degrees, beautiful sunshine out there. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Your next traffic and weather at 8:17 on WABC.
The six major candidates for New York City mayor are shaking a lot of hands this morning. They've got busy schedules on primary election day. Now, let's go out there to the streets and talk to WABC's Bobita Hariani. Good morning, Bobita.
Good morning, George. Well, here at this polling site on East 29th Street, a steady stream of voters have been pouring in since the polls opened, and several candidates are picking up votes.
What made you choose Fernando Ferrer?
I think he has a good understanding of what New York is about, and I agree with his vision for it.
And you chose Mark Green?
Yes, I did.
And what makes you think he would be best mayor for you?
Well, he was a great public advocate.
Who did you vote for?
Bloomberg.
And what about you, ma'am? Who did you vote for?
I don't.
Who did you vote for?
I voted for Mark Green.
And a few for Peter Vallone, though so far no one I've surveyed picked Herman Badillo or Alan Hevesy.
Oh.
Several voters that were here at 6 o'clock sharp, guys, left because there were no polling workers and the machines apparently weren't on yet. Reporting live from the East Side, Bobita Hariani, WABC News.
Now, this is the Upper East Side, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's worse in some of the outlying boroughs. And here is the guy that Peter Vallone was giving his vote of approval to, Danny DeFrancesco, no relation to the governor of New Jersey, the Jabba the Hutt, who runs our a very complicated process, our Board of Elections, and does a dismal job as a party hack each and every time.
Right, but as Peter Vallone did correctly point out, at least in New York, we count the votes. It may take a long time, yeah, but we do count them.
Oh, you speak of City Council Speaker Peter Vallone there, dropped by the Curtis and Kuby show this morning to tout himself as the best man for mayor.
And they're all good guys, and I've never said anything different. The only difference is I'm the only guy that actually governs. I'm the only guy that actually does this.
Yeah, and then there's Mark Green, who cast his ballot early today. Let's go live to WABC's Lisa Romanello, who's been following the public advocate. Good morning.
Good morning, George. Well, Green voted along with his wife, his son, and his daughter, and Green came out of the booth with a big grin and said that wasn't hard at all. Green won't offer any predictions about today's results, but says he wants to build a bridge as the candidate who can unite the city. He also wouldn't comment on anyone else's campaign strategies. He says he's run a good, clean campaign. At PS 66 in Manhattan, Lisa Romanello, WABC News.
Wait a second. Now, he wants to build a bridge to unite? That would seem to imply, by means of negative pregnant, as it were, that there is a division or perhaps a series of divisions.
No, Ron, he's using Clinton-esque language. Remember, the Clintons were always building bridges?
Bridge builders.
By the way, how come you didn't announce the endorsement in today's New York Post for Fernando Ferrer from the Federation of Divisive Lunatics, Local 47132?
Yeah, we missed that one.
Oh, this is the big one. This will put him over the top.
Just a note, in the Republican race for mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg is the 2-1 favorite against educator
Herman Badillo.
Any Borscht Belt jokes today?
No, I haven't.
Well, Mike Bloomberg has told us that he never said those things. He doesn't remember saying those things. His press flag said, well, maybe he did say some of them. He said that he didn't even read what was written, so he doesn't know. I mean, he's given a lot of different explanations, and the one person who can clarify it, Elizabeth DeMars, is basically held hostage to Wilkie Farr Gallagher, the giant white shoe law firm that said, you utter so much as a syllable, Ms. DeMars, about anything that ever took place in your tenure at Bloomberg, and we will own you.
You know, I should note, in many of the neighborhoods, probably some of the biggest elections going on in the city's five boroughs, where in some cases up to a dozen people are running for one of the many soon-to-be-available council seats here. Now, your kids can read about childhood incest in some New York City elementary school classrooms. Or they could, up until the Board of Ed caught the blunder and pulled the collection of poems by Maya Angelou. Hundreds of copies were shipped to classrooms in a clerical error. The book is called I Shall Not Be Moved. They meant to send We Shall Not Be Moved. Joan Dash book about a woman's fact.
This is the mayor's baby, this particular the mayor who's supposed to be paying attention to this. He didn't catch it because, you know what, he doesn't actually read these things. He counts on people like Curtis Sliwa to read them, digest them, and report back on what these books actually
No harm done here. You know why? Because the kids can't read anyway, so they're not going to understand what it is.
Well, Waterbury Mayor Philip Giordano has now been slapped with 6 counts of rape. Local charges involving 2 girls ages 9 and 10. State prosecutors say if convicted, Giordano could go to jail now for 300 years, not including the federal charges against him.
But he's still mayor, right?
He left, but they gave him all the benefits of being mayor. That means, you know, back pay,
formally resigned and getting his pension, or is he still
technically... Oh, yeah, it's all been negotiated. Remember, the city council there said, if you leave nicely, we'll give you back pay and health plan.
Well, it's a beautiful thing.
And finally,
did they give him a blow-up doll, too, to sort of keep him company for the next 300 years in a jail cell?
And finally, how about having sex on the beach or an orgasm sound? So begins a half-page ad in New Britain, Connecticut newspaper, trying to lure college students to a pizza restaurant near campus. They're the names of drinks, as you perhaps
suspect.
What
is going on up there in Connecticut,
The president of Central Connecticut State University is outraged, says the ads are tasteless, uncivil, and offensive.
I think I should become the commissioner of decency in the state of Connecticut. Boy, I'd be closing newspapers down left and right.
Sports now. Here's Chuck Sporsky.
All right, George Weber, good morning. From the WABC Sports Ticker, history could be made tonight. Yankees and White Sox, 6:35 pregame on WABC as Roger Clemens aims to become the first pitcher in Major League history to go 20-1. The game last night got rained out with the Yankees in Boston. Meantime, Denver beat the Giants 31-20. But suffered a costly loss. Wide receiver Ed McCaffrey broke his leg. He's out for the season. Kerry Collins with 3 TD balls. Chuck Swirsky on 77 WABC.
Right now in Midtown Manhattan, 65 degrees. Gotta get up to about 82 under sunshine. I'm George Weber, WABC News.
Stand by, America, for this is the official morning show of New York City. Welcome back to Curtis and Kubi in the morning. It's for a happy Tuesday. It's already September 11th, 2001. Now, we're broadcasting live from the WABC studios, high atop Madison Square Garden, right in the middle of the greatest city in the world. And here they come. Oh, yes, they're here, and they have their DNA together. It's Curtis Sliwa and Ron Kubi.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Eric. And good morning to everyone throughout the tri-state area at 13 minutes after the hour of 8. So good to be back, my one-day sabbatical away.
Nice to have you back. And Ron Kubi, I am so proud. Ron Kubi gets a gold star today.
Iron Man Ron Kubi.
That's right. We are very proud of
you. I do the 5 o'clock to 5:30. No, I've never done it. George Weber says I'll work with you on this,
Ron. We'll walk you through it.
I'm doing 5:30 to 6 o'clock solo. I'm doing all the ads. I'm playing the Internationale. I'm making up news stories.
No, you're not.
I'm telling people things that are completely untrue. Okay? After having conferred with my crack news department.
All right, take it easy.
Excellent. But remember, I'm back. That's right. And that's why we play the national anthem instead of the Internationale.
Oh, of course.
Very nice time with Steve Malzberg.
Oh, that's right. My stepbrother in solidarity. I want to thank him for substituting for me, but I was down in Southeast Florida. Once a year, I go down there and make a presentation for News America Marketing and visit with all the Guardian Angel chapters down there. But the big news story was that in nearby Boca Raton,
in Boca.
That's right. A guy named O'Brien was being questioned by the FBI and every media source in the world over his involvement in the disappearance, the kidnapping, and killing of the former Teamster chief James Hoffa over 30 years ago. And, I mean, they were swarming all over there. Yeah. And here was O'Brien saying, I got nothing to say. You talk to my lawyer.
I got nothing to do with it.
But behind him was one of the condo commandos, his own beloved mother, who had raised him there in Detroit. And she was looking into the camera, and she did such a magnificent Sarah Bernhardt job. She was saying, I made homemade apple pie for Jimmy Hoffa. I served him coffee in the morning. He sat down with my boy O'Brien, and they were like two peas in a pod. And I'm saying that, wait a second. Anthony Provenzano there, who used to run the Teamsters in Hudson County, was part of the Genovese crime family, wanted this guy whacked out, and obviously went to his best buddy, right? He's going by the chief, and had him do the dirty deed. And apparently they've tied him into this through one strand of hair in his 1975 Mercury Marquis.
Right. It's interesting because the DNA tests were not available back then. And O'Brien, when he was questioned at the time, said, no, Jimmy Hoffa was never in my car. He was never in my car. Well, he may not have been, but his head was. They found the strand of hair, which now DNA tests match to Jimmy Hoffa. And you might say, wait a second, how did they get DNA from Jimmy Hoffa? He, after all, has disappeared, right? He's gone. They don't have, they can't, like,
question.
Dig up the body. Thank you for asking that, Eric. I'm glad you picked right up
you're
on
welcome,
that. Well, the answer to that question is they went to the relatives and they pulled out an old hairbrush of Jimmy Hoffa. So they never threw away
hairbrush
or cleaned and got the DNA sample from there.
Well, interesting, because that was the talk of the town down in Boca Raton. But it sort of points out police forensic science. You can't escape the long arm of the law.
That's right. And
you really can.
When we come back in just a couple minutes, we're going to have to talk about this masterful piece of detective work done by the Joint Terrorist Task Force in arresting poor Mr. Patrick Dolan Critton, age 54, former Black Panther. For years, it had been a cold case, a completely cold case. Nobody knew anything about him. Nobody knew where this guy was. And the detectives in New York had given up on it, despite the fact he'd been involved in a blazing shootout on Broadway with the police. And you're not going to believe who cracked the case. It was none other than the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And you know how they did it? You know how they did it?
How?
They punched in the guy's name into an internet search engine.
Really?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it came right up.
That's
right.
Modern
NYPD,
technology.
They never thought of that. The Joint Terrorist Task Force never thought of that.
Well, the Black Panther, who got busted 30 years later, never thought of calling you, Rod Kubi.
Well,
we're going to find out.
Of it yet.
We're going to find out more about that. Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-WABC. But at 8:18, remember when Jimmy Hoffa was released from federal prison? I believe it was Allenwood. And they released him, and he walked out the door. And remember, he ran again to run the Teamsters Union that he had been barred from running by the feds because of their prosecution and eventually their commitment of him to jail.
And the immortal words that he uttered of the Kennedy brothers, two rich kids who'd never earned a nickel in their lives.
That's right. But meantime, he came out and he had a ticker problem. That's right. Jimmy Hoffa, who had everything that money could ever buy, ended up with a health problem. Well, he ended up disappearing, too, and some think he's at the goalposts there in the Meadowlands complex there in Giant Stadium. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, you just never know. And particularly if you're getting up there around 40 years old, it's time to get a total complete checkup. And the place to go is where executives, the big suits, the mockers, the muckety-mucks have been going for close to a century. That's executive health exams. I went to their facility at Rockefeller Center. You might choose Morristown or Stanford. And what they do is they have experts in every conceivable field testing you, whether it's an EKG, blood test, you name it. And you're not sort of compartmentalized where they're sort of out-searching you to various clinics around the city to get these tests. One-stop shopping. And if there are any initial problems that show up in your preliminary diagnosis, they contact your primary health care giver and then they try to remedy the situation. Look, I went there. They discovered a problem for me. They helped remedy. You need to call them right now to set up your appointment and get more information at Executive Health Exams. 1-800-DR1. That's 1-800-DR1 or source them up on their website at 1-800-DR1.com.
Traffic and weather.
Eastbound 280 and Route 80, both very thick this morning from a couple of earlier smashes and stalls. Eastbound, Staten Island Expressway, Clove Road, got a blocked lane there as well. Now on the Belt Parkway at Knapp Street, eastbound, a knock, it's in your way. And northbound FDR Drive at the Queensboro Bridge, I'll have two fried cars with gas on the side. Holland Tunnel, 25 minutes there on the Newark Bay Turnpike Extension, you've got a smash that's in your way. Part of the problem, Routes 1 and 9, a 30-minute wait. And the Lincoln 45, the George, 20 up, 15 below. And when was the last time something you read changed your perspective? Hold on, okay, pick up the Times today and every day. The New York Times, expect the world. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is Ed Levy with our forecast. Good morning.
And good morning. We're going to have plenty of sun out there, and temperatures are going to be very pleasant, around 82 degrees by the afternoon, and northwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear, a little cool tonight, down to the low 60s, and more sunshine, more nice weather. 76 on Wednesday. Thursday, partly sunny, a scattered shower late in the day is possible with a high of 74 to 76 degrees. It's currently 64 degrees in Midtown. We have sunny skies out there from the Weather Channel. I'm meteorologist Ed Levy on WABC.
You are right in the middle of a 30-minute non-stop news and talk block with nothing but news, traffic, weather, and Curtis and Kuby on 77 WABC.
And at 8:21, I know so many of you, unfortunately, have had the same kind of memories that I had of my cousin Gary Young. He's a little whippersnapper. I was running the streets of Canarsie playing stickball, stoop ball, box ball, punch ball, and then all of a sudden, taken from us because of leukemia, almost overnight. And ever since, I think of him on a regular basis, as I know you have thought of your loved ones. Well, now you can do something about it. In Gary's memory, or any of your loved ones' memory, you need to work with the American Cancer Society, which can tell you about an opportunity that offers a bigger return than you ever imagined. Sound financial payments for you and the power to save lives. It's called the American Cancer Society Gift Annuity. And here's how it works. In return for your gift, depending upon your age, you'll receive attractive fixed payments of 6 to 12% annually and a sizable charitable deduction. But more importantly, your gift goes to the American Cancer Society. With support received in the past, they've been able to provide education and patient services to countless individuals and families struggling with the Big C cancer. They've funded groundbreaking research that has led to discoveries like the pap smear and bone marrow transplants, discoveries that save thousands of lives every year. Now, with your help, you'll save more and more of the people that mean so much to all of us. People like my cousin Gary, if only it could have been today and not yesteryear. To find out more, simply call 1-800-ACS-1885. That's 1-800-ACS-1885. There's no obligation, so call now. There are some restrictions. Minimum age is 60. It's not an investment nor insurance. It's offered by the American Cancer Society, Eastern Division Incorporated, or American Cancer Society Incorporated, depending on your state.
Curtis and Kuby, News Talk Radio 77, WABC.
We love the people.
We love the people.
And we love the people so much that we're going to say, I am
a revolutionary.
8:23, and yesterday, Ron, we saw the anguished relatives of the victims of the Attica riots gather up there outside of Buffalo, New York, to pay respect for those lost there. But that was 1971, 30 years ago.
Right.
And at that very moment, right here in New York City, a guy who had been a high school teacher in Brooklyn, a guy who had suddenly pledged himself to a radical lifestyle, was involved in a shootout with police officers at a bank in the upper part of Manhattan, in which one of his colleagues was left dead from the Black Panther Party and one was wounded. And as a result of that, he decided to skip off to Canada to flee. And once he got to Canada, he took a flight, apparently a puddle jumper from some nowhere place in Ontario to Toronto. And then with a hand grenade and the gun at the ready, said, guess what? Next stop, Havana, Cuba.
Right. He hijacks a Canadian plane to Cuba, something that wasn't being done very much. Usually they were hijacking American planes. And as you say, this all took place in 1971. It was a time the war was still in full swing. The rebellion to the war was in full swing. We had just lived through the Kent State killings, George Jackson murdered there in Soledad Prison, the Attica Rebellion. And, of course, J. Edgar Hoover's infamous COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, which targeted various black radical groups for, quote-unquote, neutralization, code words for assassination. And into this sort of ferment of social unrest steps Patrick Crittin, member of the Black Panther, who became a member of a group called the Republic of New Africa, the RNA. He participates allegedly in this shootout attempting to do a bank robbery or, as we would say, an expropriation.
The Republic of New Africa, I remember them. They are the ones who wanted to settle in what we call Farrakhan land, take five of the states.
Yes, the Black Belt South would, in fact, become. I still have one of their T-shirts, by
the
way. I'll bring it on, on Old Home Week. So anyway, Crittin escapes from New York, goes to Canada, hijacks a plane from Canada to Cuba, and disappears. Utterly disappears, as so many Cuban hijackers or American plane hijackers to Cuba had done. He very quietly goes to Tanzania.
Now, wait a second. Back then, I thought the choice of all radicals was Algeria. You remember that's where the LSD guru Timothy Leary fled? That's where Elridge Cleaver fled of the Black Panther Party? How come Tanzania? Was that sort of like the second choice of radicals back then? Cuba, Algeria, Tanzania?
You don't want to overload any particular country. So he goes to Tanzania, and then very quietly, he gets a U.S. passport, applies for a U.S. passport at the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania, and gets one. And hangs on to it for a while, you know, saying, gee, I'm this wanted guy, but decides I'll take the chance. And he comes back, and he settles in Mount Vernon, and he begins to teach school at the Mount Vernon school system. Very well-respected guy.
Before he teaches in Mount Vernon, he teaches at Boys and Girls High School on Atlantic Avenue in Bed-Stuy, where Frank Mickens is the principal. And I know why he probably got the job there. Frank Mickens hates the military, won't even allow military recruiters in there on career day to recruit the young men and women of Bed-Stuy. So no doubt he embraced this radical, anti-American.
He didn't know who he was, although he was fingerprinted at the time, and from there he goes.
Well, wait a second. If he was fingerprinted and he was a wanted fugitive in a bank robbery that went awry in New York, how come he wasn't pinched by the NYPD?
Well, it's sort of a mystery to all of us because at least the Canadian authorities still had a ginger ale can with his thumbprint on it from the airline he hijacked.
Canada Dry?
So he's a wanted fugitive. He's traveling under his own name. He's wanted under his own name, Patrick Crittin. Everybody who cares to check a database can find that there's still a warrant out for this guy. He's fingerprinted. Nobody detects him. In years and years go by, he goes up to Mount Vernon. He's very well respected up there. He receives some sort of an award for community service that's duly published in the newspapers. And everything is going fine until the RCMP, the old Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Dudley Do-Right.
And Nell.
That's right.
That's right.
Loves his horse more than Nell.
They start a cold case squad. Oh. So they say, what's the oldest case that you have? And they said, well, it's this one, this hijacking. And what they do is they have the name of the suspect, okay? Because they've had his name all along, Patrick Crittin. So they do the most elementary, basic thing that any idiot can do anywhere, but no idiot ever did, which is just punch the guy's name into a computer. Regular search engine, you know, just like you have at home. And lo and behold, it comes up that he's teaching in Mount Vernon, and he got a civic award. So the RCMP contacts the Joint Terrorist Task Force that apparently didn't care much about finding a guy involved in a shootout with the police from 30 years ago. And they say, really? And they go about getting a new fingerprint for him. It's not clear why they couldn't use the old fingerprint cards. They have a ruse. They pretend they go up there in disguise, pretending they're looking for a missing girl from the Bronx. And they ask. They show him a picture of the little girl, saying, have you seen this girl? And he looks at the picture and hands it back and says, no, I haven't seen her. Aha! They have his fingerprint. They match it to the ginger ale can. And they slap on the steel bracelets.
Well, now, apparently, they'll want to extradite him back to Canada, where he could face life in prison for the airline.
Yeah,
hijacking.
But nobody does. Remember my guy, Felix Rolando Peterson Copeland? He hijacked a plane from Kennedy Airport to Cuba. They sent him back to Canada after 2 years, and he's out of jail. He's They paroled him early. Canada, go to Canada. Go north,
Patrick. Go back to Canada. Don't stand trial here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what is the lesson of this story? 30 years later, right, and this former Black Panther bank robber surfaces, that means we need to vet out every teacher in the Board of Education system of the city of New York to find out if they were members of the Weather Underground, SDS,
Curtis
Black Panthers, Young Lords, radicals.
The thing that other client who got arrested based on a Dixie cup that he had left in his hijacked airplane. If you're going to hijack an airplane, don't drink the beverages.
Talking about airplanes, coming up next, you're not going to want to miss this. A case involving profiling at Newark International Airport. They caught the woman with the goods. The McGruff, the crime-fighting dog, sniffed the bag, right? 48 pounds of marijuana. And now they want to throw it out, claiming that she was improperly profiled.
That's the remedy when you're searched illegally, Curtis.
But first,
Paul Harvey, news and comment, brought to you by Citrical. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. Saddam Hussein's Iraq claims to have shot down another United States recon plane. That's the second in 2 weeks. He calls them spy planes. In the Philippines, renegade bandits are seeking to form a Muslim homeland. They want a Muslim homeland in that Catholic country. And they're financing their jungle military operations by kidnapping for ransom. And they behead their hostages. They are presently holding Americans, including an American missionary couple, Gracia and Martin Burnham. East Coast Americans, except for those high waves, you can forget any threat from Hurricane Erin. She is staying over the open Atlantic for the only likely landfall, Newfoundland. Politics, Elizabeth Dole will return to the arena. In her home state of North Carolina, she will seek to replace retiring Senator Jesse Helms. In the spotlight, unless this is another Michael Jordan head fake, he will return to playing basketball for the love of the game. He says he'll make an announcement within 10 days. World markets have sobered up recent hours. In Japan overnight, the Nikkei closed most of 1% higher. Investors in Asia, Europe, and the United States appear to be gaining confidence that the long slide has been satisfied. ABC and the Washington Post polled cross-section Americans, and 2 out of 3 believe that our economy is in bad shape. They may have been influenced by media emphasis on unemployment. Almost nobody in the media having mentioned that 95% of American workers are working. Now page 2. There's a woman in your neighborhood who walks 1.5 miles every day. She weeds her garden. She plays hide-and-seek with her 4-year-old grandchild. This woman is young at 68. And Citrical has been part of her life for years. Thank goodness it has, because this woman has none of the crippling symptoms of osteoporosis that so many of her friends suffer from. She planned ahead. She took her Citrical every day. This woman could be you, and it will be you as long as you take your Citrical every day, because Citrical makes getting the proper amount of calcium so easy. You can take it anytime, with or without meals. There's no gas, no bloating. Angel and I are not taking any chances. We take Citrical twice every day. Remember, Citizen Citrus Calus in calcium, Citrical, and make sure that your friends also are taking Citrical. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Kenneth Sheldon stalked Kathleen Seeley at home and at her work for more than 2 years before he shot her to death and then himself. She had brought him to court for stalking in 1999, but a judge had let him off. 300 healthcare professionals have converged today to try to figure out why there is so much cardiovascular disease in Mississippi and Tennessee and thereabouts. They're going to try to figure out why. Suspect causes include barbecue. Mississippi is worst, Tennessee is second. The meeting today is in Nashville. Agronomics, been a good season for wine grape growers south of San Francisco. Harvest will be completed by the end of this month. Miss America contestants this year will be tested for brains as well as beauty. They will be expected to know at least something about current events. Well, 10 of the 51 contestants were questioned by a reporter, and only one gave the right answers to all five questions. Miss Minnesota. Two were unable to name the present vice president. Miss Illinois struggled with the second question and then gave up on the rest. The car makers of the world will strut 57 of their newest models today in Frankfurt, Germany. Pilots who fly cargo carriers like FedEx and UPS and such, they want the same deal for themselves that pilots get flying passengers. The same safety rules, the same hours, the same safety equipment. For what it's worth, sign in front of a Washington, D.C. church, the 6th Presbyterian Church, 16th Street Northwest. The sign out front of the church says, "Don't trust to luck." It says, "Remember, the rabbit's foot did not work for the rabbit." Paul Harvey, good day.
Paul Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by Citracal. This is the ABC Radio Network.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York, with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-765-0436. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-765-0436. That's 888-765-0436.
We are lucky. We live right here with Broadway just around the corner. It's the greatest showplace on earth. And now WABC is proud to announce our broadcast of the 10th annual Broadway on Broadway show from Broadway in Times Square. Hosted by Brooke Shields and WABC's own Mike Gallagher. Listen live on Saturday, September 15th from 10 a.m. till 12:30 for all the hits and all the shows. Broadway on Broadway. Hear it here on the official station of the Great White Way. 77 WABC.
This is important, so please listen carefully to what I'm saying. Tomorrow is it. The one day to take advantage of Sleepy's incredible one-day sale. If you want to sleep a whole lot better, you have to go to Sleepy's tomorrow. First, you'll save a ton of money. Sleepy's will beat any other store's advertised price by 20%. And Sleepy's guarantees it, or you get the mattress free plus $500. Plus, you can finance your purchase and pay no interest for 6 months. You get the best selection of mattresses in America to choose from. Sleepy's mattress professionals to guide you to the right one. Sleepy's 60-day comfort guarantee to assure your satisfaction. Plain and simple, you're going to get Sleepy's mattress buy of a lifetime. Tomorrow only, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come in now to preview our one-day sale or call 1-800-SLEEPYS to shop by phone. 1-800-SLEEPY's.
We're the mattress professionals doing it right.
Today, 10 to 9.
Suppose I told you that you could have your office at one of the most prestigious buildings in town, but you'd only have to pay rent for the time you actually used it. Introducing the Intelligent Office, the most flexible and economic solution for office space. When you join the Intelligent Office, you get around-the-clock access to private offices and conference rooms. Plus, you get your own mailbox, your own phone line, your own voicemail, and during business hours, your calls are answered live by a receptionist. You even get access to a full range of executive services and the most advanced telecommunications available. Best of all, you only pay for the features of the Intelligent Office that you actually use, which means your office rent could be as little as $150 a month. Sound like a smart deal? Welcome to the Intelligent Office. Call us in Garden City at 516-873-8880. That's 516-873-8880.
Wish you could get happy, be stress-free, and start loving life again. Well, now you can with Valitrin, the amazing new all-natural mood enhancer that helps eliminate depression, anxiety, and mood swings so you can feel completely happy and carefree. Quickly and safely, all-natural Valitrin relaxes you and boosts your mood. putting you into a calm, soothing, incredible state of ecstasy. But unlike prescription drugs or alcohol, Valitrin keeps you clear-headed. It's non-addictive, and it has no side effects, such as a hangover or shakiness. If you want a safe, easy, all-natural way to take control of your emotions and get back your life, Valitrin is perfect for you. Call now for your risk-free trial of Valitrin. 1-888-201-6163. That's 1-888-201-6163. It's safe, completely confidential, and it'll work for you. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-201-6163. That's 1-888-201-6163.
8:39 on Curtis and Kubi and 77 WABC. Ron wants to send you and a friend to Baltimore as part of the Yankee Home and Away giveaway. Now, if you're the seventh caller right now to 212-268-WABC, you're going to qualify to see the Yanks take on the Orioles in Baltimore on September 23rd. Witness history unfold as Iron Man Cal Ripken takes to the field one last time and ends his legendary career in Camden Yards. That's revisionism. Cal Ripken travels by himself. He's a selfish ball player.
Attacking Cal
Ripken. Him and
Ripken.
Brady Anderson.
Curtis, this is a giveaway,
all right.
Okay?
All right, let me get
sponsors.
I hate Cal Ripken and Brady Anderson. Also, catch the Bombers, Iron
I'm
Out Baltimore.
I'm the one who's supposed to get rid of advertisers, not you.
At home on the 30th of September. Good luck. Call now to qualify. All of this sponsored by the ESPN Zone. Watch Cal's last game on September 23rd at the Zone, and you could win tickets to the season's last Yankee game on the 30th of September. Good luck.
Curtis and Radio 77 WABC.
8:40 of Curtis and Kubi. Let me calm down here.
Take it easy.
Test Cal Ripken. Selfish ball.
Rabbit dog, mad dog.
Quiet. But I understand before we get into this case of supposed racial profiling,
we have another criminal justice news update.
Yes,
Eric.
We do. You know, we were following this story back on May 7th. Apparently, Chuckles the Clown.
Yeah, they're in what, Moline, Illinois.
Apparently, Chuckles had some problems there at the Walmart. He was making some balloon animals for the kiddie poos, and unbeknownst to him, his fly was unzipped, and he was exposing
that
more
was
than
not
just
how the story was reported. The story was reported that while he was blowing up balloons, he was standing there waving it in full view of the children, and there he was, Chuckles, whose real name, by the way, is Kimball McLean.
Imagine
a guy named Kimball McLean in Moline, Illinois.
What's worse,
being
Kimball
accused of a child sex offense.
Now,
why they call him Chuckles.
Now, was castration his cure?
No, actually, he was found not guilty after an hour-long trial just the end of last week. As a matter of fact, we were very busy last week. We couldn't get around to his story.
Chuckles update.
But Chuckles, yeah, it's all good. So we're very pleased.
And the defense was inadvertent exposure. Guys, we all know this has happened to us. Right? He was being mobbed by kids. He didn't know his fly was open. Found not guilty.
Well, in fact, that might have been the defense utilized by this African-American woman when all of a sudden 47 pounds of marijuana was discovered in her valise, her travel case, by McGruff, the crime-fighting sniffing dog there at Newark International Airport. It's a fascinating case.
Somebody must have planned it.
Yeah, what happened? Literally.
Well, it's a fascinating case because, once again, it brings into play what I have always said is the need to profile in certain circumstances and how our federal government are hypocrites. When through the president and through elected officials, they say we should do away with all profiling. But organizations, crime-fighting organizations like the FBI and the DEA are constantly sending down the pipe profiling information to local law enforcement agencies who are trying to interdict drugs.
The whole debate is about profiling or not is a bit of a red herring. The police are allowed to use racial profiling as an investigative tool. What they're not allowed to do is to do what they did at Newark International Airport to this African-American passenger, Felicia Stovall, Philadelphia. They get a tip. Okay, an anonymous tip.
Well, wait a minute. Let's trace the roots. The DEA is sending tips out to law enforcement agents at ports of entry throughout the Northeast, and a Port Authority cop there gets the information who has made bus before.
All right.
And it talks about, Ron, that there were two women from Los Angeles traveling separately but using tickets purchased at the same time, and they'd be arriving in Newark on a flight.
Didn't say which flight, didn't say what time. So this is the information so far. Two women who are traveling separately, but purchase tickets at the same time.
All right.
You'll be coming in from Los Angeles and arriving in Newark on some flight. Pretty big field.
A ticket agent apparently has also indicated that they're using a fake ID. So there's false information
and
as to who they are.
And nearly identical carry-on luggage. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, how often have you, like, carried on luggage that looks like somebody else's carry-on luggage?
Yes, most of the time that happens
to me. Okay, so the cop there, the Port Authority cop, goes, hey, drug smuggling case. Okay, I'm on it with my McGruff crime-fighting sniffer dog.
Yes.
And so he has the dog start sniffing luggage. And bingo, it comes up with the African-American woman's luggage, 47 pounds of marijuana.
Ooh.
She was taken to a DEA office where she told authorities she was not really Roberta Chambers, the name under which she was traveling. So bingo, signed, sealed, delivered, right? Good job by law enforcement.
Well, it wasn't a good job by law enforcement because the explanation they gave didn't provide sufficient individualized suspicion of this person to warrant having her grabbed and having her luggage sniffed by the dog. One of the justices said, now, wait a second. I had nearly identical baggage to many of my other fellow passengers. Does that make me a suspect?
So does this mean we have to have McGruff, the crime-fighting dog, sniff everybody's baggage equally?
What it means is if you have a tip, an anonymous tip, or you're following a profile, or you have some unreliable information that may prove to be justified, what you're not allowed to do is to detain somebody or have your dog attack their luggage.
You can
look at that person, though. You can follow that person. You can monitor what that person does in the hopes that your inchoate suspicion will ripen into something called probable cause.
Ron, would you please let the police do their jobs? In this particular case, they bagged and tagged a drug courier. And as you know, many of the drug couriers who are solicited to do such a job tend to be women, tend to be housewives, tend to be people that can sort of like mix into a crowd of passengers.
Right.
And normally law enforcement might not give them a second look, but when a profile comes down of women who are doing these acts of... I'll give you an example. Recently, the profile has been about booker boys coming in from Amsterdam carrying ecstasy in bags instead of diamonds.
That's absolutely right. But the one thing you don't see is you don't walk into any of the major international airports in the metropolitan area and see all these booker boys up against the wall. All right, what you got under those payuses? Hands up against the wall. For some reason,
well, Ron,
you don't see that.
Yeah, I do see it, but they're usually davening at the time, so I can't tell if they're being questioned by law enforcement or if they're saying their daily prayer.
Do their job. That's exactly what the deputy attorney general said to the court. You should let the police do their jobs. And the judge looked at him and said, you know, that's right. But we're judges and we have a job to do too. And our job isn't just to blindly accept whatever the police tell us.
So this detective, Charles Benoit, a hero, Port Authority detectives made many drug arrests. He now has to watch this woman go free. He got her, right, with the goods. He did a good job. He's earning his pay, if more. And then he watches a criminal justice system put her through the turnstiles
and turn her loose. He'll get sued for illegal search, too.
Oh, my heavens. Do we know how she answered those three questions when she bought the ticket, by the way? That's all I want to know. Did you or anybody you know
if
pack
you had
your
anything
bags?
To bring on? No, I didn't. Have you had your bags with you at all times? You bet.
You bet I did.
But at 8:47, when we return, I want to bounce this one off of John. On gambling as our drive time continues to 11. A California inmate may sue for the right to mail his semen to his wife in hopes of becoming a father.
Won that case in the Ninth Circuit. I did a case almost identical. All the prisoner wants is a clean container and a swift messenger case.
You see what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? A cop does his job, the Port Authority cop there, Newark International Airport. He gets smacked. He gets spanked.
He didn't get smacked or spanked. He didn't even get paddled.
A prisoner in jail has the right to send his sperm vis-a-vis Federal Express.
He's not sending it to you, Curtis. What's the problem?
Oh, that is a good point.
1-800-848-WABC.
But it's 8:48. It's time for our traffic and our weather updates.
All right, package for you. Thanks.
Mamma mia.
Curtis and Kubi and
Right on.
Hey, at the Big 300 River Crossings, we're looking at about a 30-minute wait upstairs, 20 below, 45 minutes at the Lincoln. The Holland's still a solid 30 with the crash cleared on the Newark Bay Extension. Midtown Tunnel, 25. Outbound Gowanus now heading down through Brooklyn at the Prospect. A little pokey with the pileup that's on your left. Up to DeBronx, northbound at the Deegan at the Cross Bronx. Just the right shoulder getting by from a smash. And also southbound on the Bronx River Parkway at the Cross County in Yonkers, a slam. And this report brought to you by Panasonic, inviting you to experience the brilliance and clarity of high-definition television. But be warned, you'll never be satisfied with regular TV again. HD TV made possible by Panasonic at the Wiz. 11 away from 9 o'clock, I'm Don Pacine. In this morning for Val, it's Ed Levy. Good morning.
And good morning. It's beautiful out there. Humidity down and temperatures aren't going to be too bad. Partly sunny to mostly sunny today. High temperature around 82 degrees and northwest wind at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, a little bit on the chilly side, 61 for the low. For tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-70s. And Thursday, may have a scattered shower late in the day. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high around 74 to 76 degrees. It's currently 64 degrees in Midtown. We have sunny skies. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ed Levy on 77 WABC.
And at 8:50, this portion of Curtis and Kuby is brought to you by Continental Airlines.
Let's talk about the whole kit and caboodle. No one knows what it is, but it's come to be synonymous with the whole enchilada and the whole ball of wax, which is exactly what you get when you fly Continental Airlines Business First. What with concierge service, comfy sleeper seats, extraordinary wines and champagnes, undeniably fine dining, and, of course, mouth-watering sundaes, what more could you want? Well, how about a multi-channel personal entertainment system that has a whole shebang full of movies? Whatever a shebang is. That's not just us blowing smoke, either. Condé Nast Traveler awarded Business First Best Transatlantic and Transpacific Business Class among U.S. Airlines. Business First was also voted Best Business Class by subscribers to OAG, the official airline guide. And that's just to name a few. So the next time you want to fly the best, now you know Business First is one kit with a whole lot more caboodle. Continental Airlines. Work hard, fly right. For reservations, call your travel agent, Continental Airlines, or ticket online at continental.com.
This is George Weber in the WABC newsroom with a live special report. There has been either an explosion or some kind of accident at the South Tower of the World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan. Thick black smoke is billowing from the building, and there is a gaping hole at about the 100th floor. Firefighters are on the scene. There have been some eyewitness reports that they heard the sound of a plane, and apparently a plane could have crashed into the side of the building. Now, from what it looks like from a distance, it does appear as if something blew out, a massive hole on the side of the building. Ron Kuby, you just got to look at that, too. What's it look like to you?
It's hard to tell because the photography shots are far away, but it looks like there's a huge gaping hole ripped in the World Trade Center.
This would have been about the 100th floor, and actually I have a friend who works on the 100th and first floor of that building, and the way it's looking right now, I mean, there isn't much left of that side of the building.
Well, interesting, because down on Fifth Avenue, but in the past years, there was a plane crash into the Empire State Building.
And that's exactly what people are talking about now, the possibility, because witnesses said it sounded like an airplane, but witnesses also said it sounded like a bomb.
Yeah, we're also getting reports, Metro Traffic is just telling me in my earphones, that it was a plane. They're confirming a plane perhaps did crash into the World Trade Center Tower. And against,
all right, so you'll be giving us updates all throughout the John Gambling Show.
We will.
Very good.
Hey, you. Want to tour the great landmarks of New York?
Do you go to Mo Ginsburg?
No, we start in Central Park.
Are they having a huge menswear sale? Because Mo Ginsburg is.
No, but maybe you'd like the Bronx Zoo.
I'll bet that's not as wild as the selection of men's suits, sport coats, pants, and shoes at Mo Ginsburg.
How about the Little Italy?
Speaking of imports, Mo Ginsburg has the best selection of designer names at the best prices.
The Empire State Building?
Mo Ginsburg has great stuff for big and tall guys, too.
How's about Wall Street?
With great suits starting at $199 and jackets starting at $149, Mo Ginsburg's stock is really selling.
Whoa! Maybe we will stop at Mo Ginsburg.
It's the most popular attraction in town.
The Mo Ginsburg sale is on now, with men's suits, sport coats, pants, shoes, sportswear, accessories, and more. Expert alterations available. Visit 162 Fifth Avenue at 21st Street and take a tour of the selection and quality that have made Mo Ginsburg a New York landmark.
Charles and Marlies Lehman of Cresco, New Jersey.
My husband Charlie had an angiogram, and then his doctor told us he would need heart bypass and valve replacement surgery. We had so many questions, and we were frightened.
Charlie's doctor recommended the Heart and Vascular Institute of New Jersey at Englewood Hospital and Medical Center.
The doctors and staff at Englewood put our minds at ease right away.
Every single question was answered.
They answered all our questions.
They explained that Charlie had problems with his heart and with his blood vessels, and that they would be able to treat both at the same time.
The surgery was successful. The aftercare in the hospital was amazing, and I was home after just a few days.
Expert heart and vascular care in northern New Jersey. Call 201-894-3636 or visit englewoodhospital.com. Ask about our free seminars. From pioneering bloodless surgery to advancing heart and vascular care, Englewood Hospital and Medical Center, changing the way the world practices medicine.
8:54, and Ron, we'll be getting a network update on what appears to be a plane crash into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. And, you know, ironically, I was just speaking about Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman.
Now, don't. Just relax. So far, all they're confirming is it's an airplane.
I'm just asking you, because if anybody would know. Ron, you have represented...
Well, I have some thoughts on it, but I think I'll save those thoughts until after we go live to the network, find out the latest breaking news about this horrific accident, at least what people hope is an accident and not an intentional act.
This is a special report from ABC News. An airplane apparently has crashed into the upper levels of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. A tremendous amount of smoke is pouring from one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. There appears to be a gaping hole about a quarter of the way down from the top of the World Trade Center. We have an eyewitness who saw what happened, Joan Fleischer.
I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside, and I saw a hit, and it exploded immediately.
The plane exploded with a great deal of smoke. We're seeing a better picture now of the World Trade Center, one of the Twin Towers. There are, of course, two of them. A gaping hole in the upper levels of the World Trade Center. Flame and smoke pouring from the top of that building. No word yet on casualties. This just happened moments ago. A plane crash in the top of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. I'm Jim Hickey. This has been a special report from ABC News.
And this is Babita Hariani. We'll have more information on this breaking story coming up shortly. Now back to Eric Hastings.
I did it in 3 minutes a day.
I did it in 3 minutes a day.
And I did it in 3 minutes a day.
Fact is, thousands of Americans have done it in 3 minutes a day.
That's right. In 3 minutes a day, men and women across the country have used FollyGuard
to stop hair loss and replace their lost hair.
How do they do it?
Simple.
They use FollyGuard's revolutionary three-step process.
Look, the reasons for hair loss are no secret. An excess of DHT or bad testosterone stops follicles from producing healthy hair. FollyGuard combats the bad testosterone and helps you regain your hair and your appearance. Best of all, using FollyGuard takes only 3 minutes a day. No sexual side effects and no costly transplants. Just your own body producing thick, healthy hair where it has stopped growing. FollyGuard is 100% guaranteed or your money back. Call today, invest 3 minutes a day, and watch your lost hair grow back. It's that simple, guaranteed. Call now, 1-800-957-4762. It's guaranteed. 1-800-957-4762. Toll free, 1-800-957-4762. Get your lost hair back with FollyGuard. 1-800-957-4762.
8:57, as you rejoin Curtis and Kubi, a terrible disaster has occurred at the World Trade Center. One of the towers up near about the 100th floor, apparently a plane has crashed in. We don't know the size of the plane at this particular point, according to the eyewitnesses. If we are to consider, Ron, it a normal plane crash, because planes do pass the World Trade Center on their routes to LaGuardia on a regular basis.
It is a regular flight route, but it certainly doesn't look like it could conceivably be a normal commercial jet flight.
But
so
Ron,
the speculation, it's a small private
remember,
plane.
We're just a few blocks away from the 102-story Empire State Building, which has had planes crash in it before at its highest levels. Or, unfortunately, when the World Trade Center was targeted by Muslim extremists back in the early 90s, it was chosen for what reason for
an
attack?
Well, I mean, and unfortunately, it's something I know a bit about. The Trade Center was specifically chosen by the Islamic jihadists because it was the most conspicuous symbol of American capitalism, American prosperity, and American materialism. The original plan, as conceived by the Islamic bombers, and I want to emphasize there's no indication at this point that this is anything other than an accident, but back then, in the early 90s, the original plan was to blow up one of the towers and actually cause it to collapse onto the other tower. The idea was to bring both of them down. At least that was the allegations at trial and was ultimately proven against a number of the participants.
Well, that's just speculation, as you pointed out. But in fact, yesterday upon my return from Florida, there are many flights that actually fly directly over the World Trade Center. So, in fact, it may have just been maybe a normal passenger flight or a cargo flight of some type. We'll give you all the details as they break as we join John Gamling as Drive Time continues with our new staff here of George Weber, Babita Hariani, and our ABC National News correspondent.
No word at this point on any injuries, no word on any fatalities. There does appear massive amounts of smoke billowing out of the building, flames that appear to be out of control, and emergency vehicles and rescue vehicles on the scene right now.
That's right, and the toughest of all jobs is when you have to fight those fires above 80 floors. Firefighters have always said it makes a really tough job that much tougher. So we'll keep you abreast of all the details. Again, if you're just joining us, apparently an aircraft of some type has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center downtown New York at about the 100th floor, slightly above. And we'll continue with this coverage throughout the John Gamling Show and throughout the day. All of this on WABC New York.